You are about to hear a Best of Radio 8 Ball rebroadcast recorded on September 27th, 2007 with musical guest Chris Sand, a.k.a. Sandman the Rappin' Cowboy, and gonzo actor-prankster Paul Addis. During the show, you may notice some ominous clicks and pops. That's Paul playing with his guns. Yeah, Paul brought guns to the studio. It was weird, and it made for a pretty tense show. But we survived, and we hope you like it.
It's 2 p.m. and the stars are aligned, so it must be time for the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon, it's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of questions you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. Today's musical provider is Sandman, the Rappin' Cowboy, and later in the show we will be joined by controversial performance artist Paul Addis. I'm pretty sure that this is going to be one of the most intense Radio 8 Ball broadcasts yet, so please stay tuned as we gear up for this week's presentation of the Radio 8 Ball Show.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. Our musical guest on today's show is Sandman the Rappin' Cowboy. And I could say a million things about Sandman, but I think I'd rather just introduce him and see where this goes. So, Sandman, welcome to Radio 8 Ball.
Well, thanks, Andras. Good to be back on Radio 8 Ball. I've never been here at your Seattle station, but I like the view.
Yeah. Well, you've been a longtime guest on the Chaos show that I do in Olympia, on KAOS 89.3 FM. And we've traveled the country playing music together in my former life as a traveling singer-songwriter.
We're comrades.
Yes, we are and have been. Once and future comrades. And it's great to have you here. So you know how this show works, right?
I sure do.
We're going to invite people to ask questions. People are going to ask questions and then pick a number between 1 and 8. You have a list of songs numbered 1 through 8. Mm-hmm. And the song that corresponds with that number will be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. I had another question lined up, but right before we came on air, I got a call from a friend who was driving by my apartment building in Olympia. And they said, "Hey, Andras, there's a fire in the alley outside your building. Do you want to go down and check that out?" And I said, "Well, I'm in Seattle about to go on the air, but I'm going to call my landlord and mm-hmm. have him go check that out." I called him. He didn't know about it. So my question is, is the building safe? And is the fire going to be put out with no problem, or is there something I need to worry about? So I'm going to take song number 8.
Okay. And this is the Martin apartment.
The Martin Apartments in Olympia, Washington, for any stalkers. Thanks a lot for giving that out, Sandman. No,
it's an oldie but goodie. Monster trucks are my life. Monster trucks cause me heartache and strife. And I got a young sweetheart who wants to be my wife. I got 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. Is it any wonder that my head is in a whirlwind? I don't give a rat's ass. When will the world end? I got 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. Well, the preacher man on Sunday likes to speak of Armageddon. According to his sermon, well, that's where this country's heading. When that nuclear fallout falls out, I'll be out there sledding with my 12-foot high tires and my 12-year-old girlfriend. 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. Is it any wonder that my head is in a whirlwind? I don't give a rat's ass. When will the goddamn world end? I got 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. All right. Well, the preacher man says I must lead a sinful sex life, but I don't pay him no mind. He just divorced his seventh ex-wife, and I'd rather have fun this life than worry about my next life. I got 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. Is it any wonder that my tail is in a tailspin, and I don't care? When will the world end? I got 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. My tires are 12 feet high. My girlfriend is 12 years old.
Wow. That was 12-foot high tires and a 12-year-old girlfriend. Is that just called 12-foot high tires, name of that song?
And a 12-year-old girlfriend.
In the parentheses?
Yeah.
Ah. And that's from one of your classic single releases, right?
That was actually my first CD, Roll Out Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. It was on a Workhorses of Yesteryear tape.
Yeah.
I chose that. Do you know why?
Why'd you choose that?
Because I'm going to trucking school right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is my fourth day. It's in Lakewood. It's called CDS, and it's a great school. I get a little shout out because they let me out early.
That's good.
But yeah, so I'm driving big rigs. I've done it. I got a job in North Dakota with my buddy Sean Goodall Trucking, and but I want to get a little better.
Well, let's bring it back because I'm very concerned with that. Is the answer to my question is my apartment on fire?
Oh, right.
Yeah. I have an idea, but do you have any ideas about how that song might have answered that question?
Well,
I'm not going to put you on the spot. I can go first.
You go first.
Okay. So, well, first of all, my band used to cover that song, and we did a very fiery version of the song.
You burned down the house.
That was our burn down the house kind of song. So, you know, that was not so good. And then the whole song about, like, not worry about tomorrow, Armageddon's coming, end of the world. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't necessarily bode well. But I could also take it as just getting that call and having that opportunity to be challenged by that might be all that I need. You know, like, now I'm, as of now, the question of whether or not all my stuff is safe or not, and if I have a home anymore, just brings me into the present moment, living in this life, sort of what that song is saying. So regardless, the advice seems to be the same, to live for today, to pay attention to what's going on now.
I concur. I see it as a metaphor. The truck is a metaphor for the radio, and the girlfriend is a metaphor for their audience. And you don't really care, because this is your true passion in life.
Yeah, this moment right now
is
all it's about. Cool. Well, that is how Radio 8 Ball works. And Coming up in our next segment, we will be joined by performance artist Paul Addis, who will tell us about his show, Gonzo, A Brutal Chrysalis, and maybe tell us why he burned down the Burning Man at Burning Man 2000. Please start thinking of a question you would like to ask later in the show. We're giving out the number in the next break, so get ready when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
He had cut himself off from everybody and withdrawn so completely into himself.
Theater Underground presents the award-winning stage adaptation of Dostoevsky's classic, Crime and Punishment.
For some time, he had ceased to concern himself with everyday affairs.
Seattle Times calls the 90-minute production ferocious and hard-hitting, while the PI raves that the performances are potent.
Listen to all her chatter about triviality.
Crime and Punishment runs Friday to Sundays at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at CapitolHillArts.com.
And then to have to extricate himself, lying and making excuses.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin. Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to your questions. Kind of like shaking a musical 8 Ball. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with Sandman the Rappin' Cowboy. And now I'd like to welcome our very special guest, Paul Addis. Paul is the creator and star of the show Gonzo, A Brutal Chrysalis, based on the life of Hunter S. Thompson. He also has gained notoriety of late as the trickster who punked Burning Man 2000 by burning the man down early this year. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thanks, Andres. I really appreciate it. And hi to everybody in Seattle I've been hanging out with for the last week while I was here. And to all of you who threw me out of your bar, I got one thing to say to you. We'll be coming back. So, nice to see everybody here. So what can I tell you? First of all, I have to clear up two egregious things that you said.
Okay.
One... Damn, misfire. We'll fix that. Oh, that's where this goes in, right? Sure does. So,
okay.
Number one, I did not burn down Burning Man 2000, and I didn't burn down Burning Man 2007. Anyone who says that must have seen a doppelganger up there, because we unleashed hundreds of them around Burning Man. Lovely paint job, Mackenzie. Thanks a lot. All of the boys and girls really enjoyed it. And to Marion Goodell,
yeah,
8 Ball for you too. Anyway... Second.
What's the other egregious thing that I got wrong?
Let's see.
Gonzo, A Brutal Chrysalis, based on the life of Hunter S. Thompson?
This show's based on Thompson's life from 68 to 71. We came up here with every intention of playing the Freehold Theater and the Capitol Hill Arts Center on Capitol Hill. Unfortunately, the Freehold Theater managed to, fellate the insurance industry copiously through the deep-throating process known as cowardice. And they decided to, stick with an insurance nothing instead of going with a future something. That might not have had any impact on our media night, seeing as how we sent out 28 media kits to all you media slime out there who write words on something somewhere like the Seattle Times, Post Intelligencer, The Stranger, and the other various do-rags in the area. and nobody could afford us any time. The Seattle Weekly took our ad money and put us on the back of middle of nowhere. And then when their reviewer came, not to our media night, but to another show and whined for free tickets, we said, okay, and then he whined his way right out of there when it wasn't working out. I've been informed and believed by that same reviewer that their editor just isn't interested in our show. And as far as the Capitol Hill Arts Center is concerned, our producers have been completely unable to pay them any more egregious sums of money than they've already stolen from us. And so those dates are now in question, too, because we already have advertising all over the Seattle area, like in the Seattle Weekly, and all of our posters as distributed by Rob Town over there at Keep Posted. Thanks, Rob. Love you, too. And my friends over at the Veterans Administration, and a big shout-out to my buddy Vince Romano over there. Vince, we love you, and we came back for you. Are coming to someplace, but we don't know where yet. I'm going to be in town for the next 2 weeks, and Gonzo A Brutal Chrysalis is now open to any venues in Seattle.
Hey, this is a great lead-in to a question for the Pop Oracle. Maybe something about like where, what the future of Gonzo the Brutal Chrysalis in Seattle is.
Looking great.
Okay, so do you want to ask a question for to the Pop Oracle and pick a number?
Sure. Gee, Pop Oracle, where's our next gig gonna be?
Okay, so pick a number between 1 and 8 that is
5.
Not...
5.
Okay, song number 5 from Sandman, The Rappin' Cowboy.
It's called Ballad of a Salad. Lettuce, tomatoes, sprouts and potatoes, you satisfy all my needs. Portobello mushrooms, and when there's enough room, carrots and sunflower seeds, yeah. You keep me earthy, you keep me healthy, you keep me wealthy and wise. And when I'm feeling crappy, you make me happy, you help me to open my eyes, yes you do. I wanna thank you for your lettuce and tomatoes, your sprouts and potatoes, your carrots and your, ooh. Talking about your sunflower seeds, portobello mushrooms, step into my sunroom. 'Cause I can tell you're as hungry as me, yes I can. We'll start with the salad bowl, work our way to the casserole. We'll eat dessert while making love. Cream cheese and pecan pies, butterflies flutter underneath the summer sky. I just can't seem to get enough of your loving. All right, lettuce and tomatoes, your sprouts and potatoes, your carrots and your sunflower seeds. Talking about your sunflower seeds, portobello mushrooms, and when there's enough room, well maybe we can raise us a garden and eat for free, really, eat for free, all right. Lettuce and tomatoes, your sprouts and your little red potatoes, your carrots and your celery. Ooh, talking about your sunflower seeds, portobello mushrooms, baby. Step into my sunroom, lady. Ooh, oh, 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 oh.
And what was the name of that song, Sandman?
Ballad of a Salad.
Ballad of a Salad. The answer to Paul Addis's question, what was it?
Where's our next gig going to be, man?
Where is your next gig going to be? Well, Paul, do you want to give us your interpretation of that first, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I'm feeling mighty full at the moment, and Having been so filled up by Sandman's great song over here, I have every confidence that the city of Seattle and all of our underground arts fiends and misfits and everybody out there who happen to know where all those spaces are going to let us know where we should go at www.gonzoduke.com, G-O-N-Z-O-D-U-K-E.com, where you can send emails to us through our links page. Check it out. Send us a link and tell us where we should be playing in Seattle for all of you, because that's where we came and that's why we're here.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking possibly someplace, a vegetarian-styled restaurant or theater. But then there's also this whole sexy aspect to it, like you're wooing the, you know, it's a song that Shmushkin would like, by the way. That is, you know, that, you know, the punkin' lover that he is. You know, you're taking it to the next step. They're taking it to group vegetable sex with that. So
no
I'm thinking of finding
no
some sex positive vegan or probably vegan.
Vegans taste good, man.
Yeah,
in a taste test, 9 out of 10 vegans tasted great.
So that's that's what I was thinking. And I mean, the song is definitely seems well. It's interesting. The song seems positive. If does he get the salad at the end? Like it's you know, he's singing. This reminds me of of another one of your songs a little bit. Kind of reminds me of Please Louise a little bit. Sandman song, a Sandman song. For those of you who are fans of, might know him, know the song. It's about he's singing to this woman, but that's an unrequited love song in a way. Mm-hmm. So the question is, does the character singing this song get the salad in the end or not?
Definitely.
Okay, well, then I think it's positive.
Oh, yeah. There was one line that struck. Oh, yeah. I think it could be a potluck, too. I think, in fact, Paul, if you wanted to make a salad and, if you wanted to make a salad and invite people over, like Stone Soup, and they could bring all the rest of the makings.
Yeah, we're totally available for that.
Or you can just bring a stone.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to pick a stone up here. I'd have to go with the green one around my friend Amy's neck, and she knows which one I mean. So, seeing as how that would be a green stone, that would be the green ocean. So anything that you're pulling out of the green ocean or any of the green bodies of water around here, which in Seattle there seem to be several of them, we're all about it.
Great. Well, that is another great example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And coming up, it's going to be your turn. So the number here is 425-373-5527. Toll free at 888-298-5569. Once again, 425-373-5527 or toll free at 888-298-5569. Ask a question from your heart and your answer will surely be true when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air. I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to.
How would your life be different if you had the guidance of a psychic, intuitive, medium, or energy healer? And how exciting would it be to discover your own inherent spiritual gifts of intuition and wisdom? Find out when you tune in to our enlightening talk radio show, Sage, Spirit, Angels, and Guides Entertainment, every Friday at noon on 1150 AM KKNW and streaming live on the internet at sageradioshow.com. Call in, speak with sages from around the world, and receive guided insight for your life. Don't just imagine the possibilities, live them.
Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And we're back for more Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these songs like musical tarot cards. Our guests are Sandman, the rapping cowboy, who's been playing the music, and trickster performance artist Paul Addis. And in just a moment, we'll be taking your calls at 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington at 888 888- 888-298-5569. Again, 888-298-5569. And I got a lot of emails and calls this week when I announced that Sandman and Paul Addis were going to be on the show. And that might be part of the reason why. Paul, I don't know if this... I know that Hunter S. Thompson was a big fan of gun culture. Uh-huh. And I know you're doing... Gonzo, A Brutal Chrysalis is based on Hunter S. Thompson. So I'm just wondering, you're in the studio, you're armed with some prop
one
weapons.
One blowback. And what's resting in my lap right now is a Remington Model 54, which is the world's first semi-automatic shotgun designed for blasting birds right out of the air. It takes 2 3/4-inch shells, of which I have 50. And there's one in the chamber right now, but nothing in the pipe. And for those of you out there who know how to smoke firearms real well, a group of us are going shooting on Sunday at an undisclosed location way out in the wilderness. For details on how to go out shooting with us, bring your own firearms, contact www.gonzoduke.com and ask about this week's firearms convention Sunday outside Seattle.
So you've got your guns here, and Sandman has his own guns. He's brought in 2 filmmakers who are actually filming the show, and they're here. They're doing a documentary on Sandman, the Rappin' Cowboy, and you can find out more about that. What's the address you can find out about the film?
At rolloutcowboy.com.
Rolloutcowboy.com.
R-O-L-L, out cowboy.
Named after the first song. So you both come in here heavily armed.
He's more dangerous than I am.
although I think we're all more scared of yours than I mean, I think we're all inspired by the guns.
The guitar
guns
is mightier
in.
Than the gunpowder. Anyway.
So
see your local Eddie Vedder for details. Anyway,
so I guess I'd like to lead into some question. I want to bring it back to. I guess. Sandman, can you help me out here?
Mm-hmm.
What you haven't asked a question yet,
right?
What is this particular alignment of forces and characters with their you know, you bringing in your film crew, Paul bringing in his arsenal of artillery, and me with my apartment on fire? What question does that inspire for you?
Oh, makes me just think about America. That's just the thought. First word.
I object, Your Honor. That wasn't a question.
So you have a list of songs, number 1 through 8. I'm going to pick the number off it because I can't see your list, but I want you to ask some kind of question that's here for you.
Well?
Could be about anything.
Okay. For some reason, I want to know more about Charles Manson. I want to know, what's Charles Manson doing right now?
Time.
Yeah,
okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
An interesting convergence. So the question from Sandman is, what is Charles Manson doing right now? And something I'm sure we're all wondering. So I'm going to pick, you know, obviously the number I'm going to pick is 6, because he's got them on his forehead, 3 of them. So song number 6. From Sandman, to answer the question, where is Charles Manson right now and why isn't he calling us?
It's called Waterboy. Turn the water on, make it nice and strong. Point the shower head towards the flower bed. Let the water slide down the otter hide with the father's pride for his daughter bride. I am loving you, I am loving you, I am holding you, I am hugging you, I am feeling you, I'm revealing you, I am healing you, I'm the water boy. Wow, 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 mm, digga digga ding ding ding, wow, 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 mm. Digga digga ding ding ding, as the oyster is to the otter toy. so the moisture is to the water boy. If the sorceress doth find her father coy, let the wizard's kiss bring his daughter joy. I am loving you, I am loving you, I am holding you, I am hugging you, I am feeling you, I'm revealing you, I am healing you, I am the water boy. Wow, 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 wow. Mmm, diggy, diggy, ding, ding, ding. Ew. Wow, 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 wow. Mmm, diggy, diggy, ding, ding, ding. I am loving you. I am loving you. I am holding you, healing you, hugging you. I am tasting you. I am touching you. I am, I am the water boy. Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Water boy.
I got it. I got it. I got it. That's Charles Manson's lover.
I was feeling that too.
Manson's Prince. And did you notice the line water slide, which is what Helter Skelter was originally about? The song Helter Skelter was actually Paul McCartney.
I thought that was the water based lube they were using in prison now.
No, he was talking about a slide they used to ride on when they were kids. You know, you run up to the bottom and then go back to the top of the slide, and then you turn and you turn
That's
and
right.
you go for a ride. And so, and Helter Skelter obviously is what Manson wrote in blood on the, in the Tate LaBianca murders. Also, in terms of my own question that started off the show, I bet right now there's some water being sprayed on my apartment, you know. Since I asked this question about the alignment here, and
we'd recommend nitrous oxide. It puts out fires real well.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I also noticed there is a sort of watery, calming presence that you bring, at least to this show, and it's. How that relates to Manson, I think I'm in agreement with you. That is something. It could be about his lover singing to him, or it could also be that he's having some sort of prison conversion where he's feeling like the Messiah, and he's meditating and loving, you know, sort of sending out loving vibes to everyone. Like he's become less of a hater, and now he's a lover.
What does he have to do with spaghetti? That's my question.
Why? What?
Didn't the Axl Rose, what's that band? Guns N' Roses, didn't they have a song called The Spaghetti Sessions?
Spaghetti Incident.
Incident. Wasn't that related to Charles Manson?
That was the worst album those guys ever recorded.
No, they did a song that Charles Manson wrote. Charles Manson used to hang out with Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, and he was an aspiring rock and roll singer. And so he made some demos. And Guns N' Roses covered a song of his called, I think it's called, like, I Got Your Game Girl or Change Your Game Girl or something about Game Girl.
All right. Because I said tasting you, so for some reason spaghetti and Charles Manson are in my head. But
well, I've been thinking a lot about spaghetti lately. Maybe you're just picking up on my wavelength. Well, that's another example of how the show works. And you are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting the songs as the answers to the questions, like musical tarot cards. Our musical provider is Sandman the Rappin' Cowboy, and our special guest in the studio is Paul Addis. And no words can describe Paul, and every time I try, I fail egregiously, and he is heavily armed, so I'm going to just turn it over to Paul and say, Paul, how would you describe yourself?
Well, the words uncontrollable iconoclast come to mind. For all of you who have tried to typify me out there, you're failing miserably still. The best thing that can happen to a label maker around me is that they find another job. And I have to say, of all of you prosecutors out there who are sticking charges on me, it's amazing what my Teflon shielding doesn't take. So I'd like to thank all of the people in the lovely city of San Francisco for making me an instant millionaire in the police brutality sweepstakes in the last couple weeks. They tried to stop my show from going on the road by making me a man in orange, and fortunately my bail bondsman, one Christopher Daniel Radhu, that's right, you Chris, came through and bailed me out. Not once, not twice, but twice was enough and I stayed out. So that third time when six police officers in the city of San Francisco tackled me off of my motorcycle for hitting the ignition, I'd like to thank each and every single one of you bums too, because guess what? I've got lawyers now, dummy.
So very good.
Oh, well, you know, cops on ecstasy can't really handle themselves. They turn into, like, cuddle puddles, and they don't know what to do because they reach for their guns and they're gone, and now they got chicks to deal with, and, you know, it all devolves into a horrible police cuff nightmare eventually. But on that third arrest, the police psychiatrist used the word perfect in response to every single question of hers that I answered, and she had me out of there in record time so that I could play the secret policeman's other ball over at the end up on 6th and Harrison. Those of you in Seattle's far and wide gay community, I'm sure, are quite acquainted with the end up. It's just around the corner from a hole in the wall. So,
well, this I have another question that I want to ask, because I'm actually kind of surprised that we're not getting
phone lines are dead.
Because
it's like it's been cut or something.
I had several people contact me about this show, and there were some of them who were like, "I'm really looking forward to hearing this guy. I've been hearing all about him, this Paul Addis guy."
I hear a lot about me too, and about one out of seven is true.
Well, that's why I was excited to have you on the air. But I also got calls and emails from a couple of people who are like, "How dare you have this guy? He burned down the man at Burning Man."
Yeah, to all of you burning BlackRock whining rangers out there, who were a little upset that Crimson Rose couldn't put a shot through my head the way she was quoted as saying in every major publication out there. Hi, Crimson. I'm still alive. Get over it.
So my question, really, I mean, and one of these people said, "I'm going to have people boycott this show."
Just they're doing a damn fine job so far in the city of Seattle, where nobody's bothering to show up anyway.
So we
might leave for Los Angeles immediately and boycott Seattle if you people don't turn it around. I'm sending out trip reports to the four corners of the planet commenting on Seattle's complete lack of, ability to sing in public, for which I was nearly arrested the other day.
What were you singing?
I was singing R.E.M.'s Life's Rich Pageant, which is offensive to some people because it says, "I believe." And it talks about how the flowers of Guatemala cover everything like graves. I don't know anybody coming home in boxes covered in flags right now, and there are no flowers at a military funeral, you twerp.
So my question is has to do with this person who got in touch with me, because we ended up having a little email exchange, and my attitude
get in touch with me
about Radio 8 Ball is that this isn't about it's about the show is about synchronicity,
right?
And it's not
Young
really
was right,
about
people
good you
Young
know
was right.
who's a good person, who's a bad person. I don't believe
I
that
am
there's,
completely
there's,
surrounded by good people right now, right. And I don't recognize any of them, but as an empath, empath, go look it up, Google heads. I feel like there's a whole building full of them around me right now, and I have zero worries in this place because I know that when I step out of here, I'm going straight to Western Union to pick up, that's right, Cashishi, the other Johnny Cash.
Nice. So basically my
question...
Oh,
wait, I'm sorry. I sense the answer to your question. Yes, American Express is going bankrupt because they have a Visa problem. Turns out the Visa is not everywhere we want it to be, and American Express isn't welcome in a lot of places where Visa is. So for all of you out there wondering exactly where to put your stock money, Alaska Airlines, the finest airline in the air.
Really? Okay. Oh, and
uh-oh.
You know what? I think...
I see a bird.
We have a caller who's trying to get through.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to be bringing them. So I'll let people know.
American
my question
Express.
Was just, you know, is it a good idea to have a sort of non-editorial... well, I guess... Nope. They got scared. So my question is, my editorial stance
fear
with Radio 8
killer.
Ball is that if someone wants to be on and we're looking for a guest, we're going to take them, especially if they're interesting and they bring up questions, regardless of what some people think is
my
good
question
or bad
is, why
or
isn't Burning Man ending the war right now? What's the matter, Marion? Can't muster anybody?
So can I get my question in here, Paul?
Sure.
So my question is, should I stick with my editorial stance on Radio 8 Ball, which is that I trust synchronicity, not my own personal opinions, not other people's personal opinions, but if it synchronizes, if a guest shows up when there's a spot for a guest, we'll have them on and we'll let the Radio 8 Ball and the Pop Oracle determine what's going on there. So would you, Sandman, play song number 2?
Is there any question, though?
Well, the question is, should I stick with my editorial stance that we'll take the... Well, basically, it's a first-come, first-serve gig. If we don't have a guest and we have someone who synchronizes, we're going to have them on. Or should I, you know, should I take this person who was getting in touch with me's advice and go into people's backstory and find out if I agree or disagree with what they say and who they are before I give them the opportunity to be on this show?
Okay. This is a brand new song. It's called The Hermit. Let's see.
I am alone. I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone again. And I like my life this way. I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone again. And I like my life this way. I once was surrounded by bountiful blessings, women undressing like autumn's unveiling. Their blouses like blossoms fell down from the railings and blew down the tracks over cinders and tailings. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone again. I like my life this way. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone again. And I like my life this way.
I once was rambunctious, my life filled with vigor. The cowboys admired my strength and my rigor. I worked like a logger and gave all my earnings to gamblers and sages until there was nothing.
I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone again. And I like my life this way. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone again. And I like my life this way.
My future's wide open, a fern leaf unfurling. A dervish is dancing, a sheep herder is dreaming. My long beard is howling, my old hands are shaking. My shadow is breaking, my master is calling me home.
I am alone, I am alone, I am alone again. And I like my life this way. I'm alone, I'm alone again. And I like my life this way.
The Hermit.
The Hermit. The answer to my question, should I stick with my aesthetic policy is about booking the show, which is if someone's interesting and they show up at the time when we need a guest, we're going to have them on and see and allow the Pop Oracle to choose not only the answers, but in, to some sense, the guest. And... well, I have an idea about that, but I'm curious what you two think about that as the answer to that song, to that question.
I think that the Sandman had hit it absolutely right in terms of synchronicity.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go it alone, man. If you spend all your time being distracted and departed by what everyone else around you says, sometimes you're never going to get where you're going. Because sometimes synchronicity is working against you, too, just to see if you're truly on track with where you're going. And in this digital age where cell phones and emails are overwhelming everyone and everything through BlackBerry this and Treo that, and the answer to peace and quiet is turn it off, because you're in control. It's not controlling you. And sometimes you got to listen to the voice inside your own mind, because that's you. And that's you telling you what to do and what decisions to make and which paths to follow.
And if all these ringing off the hook and everybody panic attacking around you and projecting their own insecurities all over you and pretending that that's you, man, you need to turn that thing off and be the hermit.
What do you think, Sandman?
Well, yeah, you know, you're a big Star Wars fan.
I am.
And I remember once you told me you were kind of going into your Han Solo phase. Now, since then, I've adopted that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on your heels. I feel like I'm now going through my Han Solo.
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, Han Solo, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the first verse is about kind of the Luke Skywalker character. You know, he hasn't found the Force yet. Then it's the kind of the hardened Han Solo phase with the cowboys. And then it becomes the final verses. This future's wide open. Basically, the Force is with him. He's Han Solo.
He's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Han Solo Jedi
Obi-Wan
Knight.
Cannoli. That's when you put the Star Wars together with the Godfather.
That's why girls like him so much.
That's interesting because the Hermit is a card from the tarot deck. So I just think, you know, when a song like that comes up, it's perfect. And the Hermit card is all about, you know, is about following your own, is about being the iconoclast, is about following your own vision, is about
shooting Greedo when he shows up.
Wait, no, that's Han Solo.
Exactly.
Han Solo shoots Greedo. Obi-Wan Kenobi, he thinks that...
Just cuts off Warsman's arm.
Actually, it's interesting. Obi-Wan Kenobi, you remember his whole conversation with Han Solo? He thinks that, you know, that blasters are a brutal and archaic tool.
I would like to recommend a fine weapon for a more civilized time. It's called a Mauser C-86 broom handle. It is the basis for the Han Solo pistol and was a more elegant weapon for a more civilized era, minus blackberries and treos and whatever.
And so I thought it was a pretty unequivocal yes that I should stick with my aesthetic of trusting the Pop Oracle wherever possible, in picking the guests, in picking my questions that I ask before the show. I mean, I had a whole other very interesting question lined up for the show before I started, but then the call came in and said your building might be on fire. And some people might say, okay, well, I'm just going to tune that out and stick with the plan. But the plan for this show is always to trust the accidents. And that's why...
It's because there are no accidents, right, man.
Exactly. And that's why I got really excited. First of all, even before I knew about your most recent... I'm speaking to you, Paul. Before I knew about your most recent sort of notoriety around Burning Man, whatever happened there, I was really excited about you doing... Anyone who's doing a show about Hunter S. Thompson, especially 1968 to 71... is someone someone I'm really interested to talk to and find out more about. And then when I found out that you are sort of taking the Gonzo philosophy to the next, you know, adding in the sort of whole punk rock aesthetic and the Burning Man aesthetic and this whole trickster element and just taking
I object to the term trickster. We are
really?
Pranksters. Trickster is some hair metal band from Los Angeles.
Hey,
it's probably
wait a second.
Like Tendon Bar at McDonald's or something. Over here in the prankster division.
Okay, pranksters. I'm sorry. So... you got the gun, so you get to
say
to take the name. No, it's okay. I don't.
Just make sure you know how it works.
Okay, well, we'll just
draw anyway.
We'll just keep it there.
Sketch whatever.
I think someone like you is ideal to have on the show because, you know, you aren't going to be bound by anything but the moment. You seem to,
well,
I know that you're going to...
There's a lot of people who get lost in something like that, man. And while there has to be presence everywhere. See, imagine if Han Solo became a Jedi Knight, which he actually did. I mean, how the hell else are you going to make it through an asteroid field like that? You heard the odds from C-3PO. What?
Yeah.
And, who's going to attack an Imperial Star Destroyer? Well, I'm going to head right for the bridge, because as we find out in Return of the Jedi, if you take out the bridge, the whole thing sinks. So, you know, I advise everybody out there to be present wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Doesn't matter whether you're driving on the road, whether you're on the way to the gig, whether you're waking up in the morning and brushing your teeth. Think, people. Bust out of the everyday cage. You're being programmed all around you. Internet, radio, wherever, whenever, however. They're all selling you something to do, something to be like them. But the question is, are they like you?
And that is the whole point of the show, is to sort of monkey wrench the programming machine, is that you can't program the random aspect. And the more we sort of... sort of recycle the flotsam and jetsam of popular culture as oracle fodder, the more we can turn it to our own benefit. So I just, before we go, I wanted to make sure that we gave out the information about how we can find out more about each of you. So first of all, Paul, where can people find, okay, Sandman, where can we find out more about you and what you're doing?
My website is rappincowboy.com, rappincowboy.com.
Remember to put both P's in there.
Yeah, and I have a show tomorrow night in Anacortes. You'll have to look at my website because I can't remember where. Yes, two P's. No G, and also rolloutcowboy.com, which has almost even more information. It's about the documentary that's being created right now, right here.
Right here? Right
everywhere.
Now. And Paul, where can we find out more about you and what you're doing?
You can find out more about the Gonzo A Brutal Chrysalis at our website, www.gonzoduke.com. And you can find out more about our upcoming works because Duke Productions is rolling out new works in San Francisco that will in turn hit Portland, Seattle, and Los Angeles thereafter in that order. And that's at www.dukeprod, D-U-K-E prod, as in cattle prod, but it's us this time, .com.
And we'll be right back in just a few minutes to tell you just a little bit more about what you can look forward to and more Radio 8 Ball shows.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And that brings to a close this episode of the Radio 8 Ball Show. I want to thank our musical guest, Sandman, the Rappin' Cowboy, and our special guest, Paul Addis. You can find out more about Sandman's music and Paul's productions by going to the Radio 8 Ball site at radio8ball.com and following the links on the front page and in the blog about them. You can also hear podcasts and find out about our live events at radio8ball.com. It's been a great show, and I want to thank those of you who played along with your intentions and just hung with us through the madness. So until next week, this is Andras Jones wishing you spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle. Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.